Melhouse Teon here again, guys. I just want to tell you about a little mysterious wizard. He met Merlin with his pet in the egg. And you met the tall wizard. You've met the slightly smaller wizard with a green hat with stars and moons on it. And you've met our entrepreneur wizards with the elder stars. So you've only got one more wizard really to meet. And that this is a very mysterious wizard. He carries around an egg in his hand all the time, waiting for it to hatch. Just doesn't seem to want to hatch, and no one knows what's inside it. But then one day he found this crystal ball, and he held it up to the light and asked the egg to open. And still nothing. So that just tells you magic doesn't happen overnight. You know, or even instantaneous. It's not click, boom, there, magic. Sometimes it takes time for it to take effect. Anyway, the three wizards were out walking, and they met this mysterious wizard with his egg. And they just looked at him and they were like, are you still waiting for that egg to hatch? It's going to take at least another 9 moons before it will open. And he's thinking, 9 moons? Why will it take 9 moons? And obviously, because he had already had it for 3 moons before they had actually seen him with it. So, in 9 moons time, I've just found a shopping list on the table. Oh my goodness, am I meant to buy all this? Oh my goodness, Parmesan, onions, bread, dog food, rabbit food, fish fingers, chips, jack of potatoes, loo roll, ketchup, baked beans, vegetable oil, rosemary leaf tea, raspberry leaf tea. I'm not going to read that one. And it's even got a smiley face on the bottom. Guess I have to go shopping. Oh well. Who minds a bit of shopping? The wizards love shopping, so I may as well love it. A little bit off track, but let's go back to the story. So the wizards went out and they tried to meet Zack over the bridge and in the field on the other side where they saw this lion-like beast. And they tried opening up the doorway again with his big elder staff, the big dragon staff, and the crystal balls. But they couldn't do it. So they saw Zack out the corner of their eye and they said, Zack, come and help. So Zack came along with a sledgehammer and smashed it down. A bit of physical work. So he smashed down this wall and they went through this doorway and they tried to find this beautiful beast. But they couldn't find it at all. All they found was a black lion. And they're thinking, well, hang on a minute, this might have been it. Was it actually the black lion of legends that they had been seeing all this time?